Just a quick halacha in Siman Besh Yud Dalet. Over there, the halacha is talking about certain words that must be in every beracha. Number one, the beracha must have the Shem Hashem in order to be considered valid. That's why we say in every beracha, Baruch Atah Havaya Yudke Vavke. The question is, if let's say you used a different Shem, there's seven Shemot that are Enam Nemhakim, that you're not allowed to erase them because they have Kedusha. So instead of saying Baruch Atah Havaya, the person said Baruch Atah Shakai, Shin Dalet and Yud. Or we said Baruch Atah Elokim. He said one of the different Shemot. Mishnah Berurah writes, and there's Yudalid, B'di'abad, as long as he used one of the Shemot HaKedoshim, She'enam Nimhakim, B'di'abad, that's considered a Shem, and therefore the Beracha is considered valid. Or for that matter, when he was saying Yudke Vavke, he had intentions of Adanut, instead of Yudke Vavke. Since Adanut is a Shem Kadosh, Aleph Dalid and Yud, therefore B'di'abad is Yudse. The Halakha also says that the beracha has to have in it Elokeinu Melech Ha'olam. It has to also mention Melech, that God is the king. The Bet Yosef asks the famous question, how is that possible then, that in the Amidah we have a beracha Rishona, which Birchat Avot, it has Hashem in it, but does not have Melech Ha'olam. If you're telling me that if a beracha does not have melech ha'olam, it's not considered a beracha, then according to that rule, seemingly the first beracha in the Amidah is invalid. The Bet Yosef answers from the Rosh, and he says that since in the first beracha we say, Hakel, Hagadol, Hagibor, Behanora, that is like Malchut, because we're praising and talking about the great power and strength of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that takes the place of Melech. So it's as if we're saying, Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech HaOlam. Now once we say Melech in the first Beracha, the rest of the Amidah does not have Melech because it's Somech on the first Beracha. All the subsequent Berachot are considered Samuch LaHavirta, that since they're following in succession, you don't need to have a special opening. That's why none of the berachot of the Amidah open with Baruch. Because since the first beracha opens with Baruch and ends Baruch Atah Hashem Magen Abraham, so it's samuch to a beracha Baruch, so therefore Atah Gibor, Baruch Atah Hashem Mahayim Metim, it's samuch to Baruch, Atah Kadosh, it's samuch to Baruch, Atah Honen, etc. And with Somech on that original. So one should have Kavanah when he's saying the first beracha, besides Pirusha Milim, he should have Kavanah when he's saying HaGibor, that this is actually a manifestation of the Malkut of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so the Beracha is valid.